From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The mayor of Bellevue, Iowa, says the mood in his town is one of shock and disbelief today after runaway horses lunged into a crowd watching a 4th of July parade, trampling spectators. One woman was killed and nearly two dozen others were injured. NPR's Renita Jablonski reports the horses were pulling a wagon in the parade.
The horses were spooked after they rubbed heads and one's bridle came off. Police in the small town of Bellevue say after that, the horses galloped for about seven blocks, pulling the wagon behind them and plowing through parade spectators lined up along U.S. Highway 52. The wagon overturned at some point, dumping its four passengers. A 60-year-old woman who died was riding in the wagon. Police say the wagon was being driven by her husband. Officials say children were among those hurt when the horses bolted. The injured were sent by ambulance and medical helicopter to hospitals in larger cities, including Dubuque and Iowa City. Renita Jablonski, NPR News.
Independence Day 2010 ending in a blaze of glory in cities coast to coast with fireworks displays such as this one over New York's Hudson River. At the White House, hundreds of special guests gathered on the South Lawn. Members of the U.S. military and their families invited to a holiday barbecue by President and Mrs. Obama. The president paid tribute to those he called America's extraordinary men and women in uniform.
Let us ensure that our troops always have the support that they need to succeed in the missions we ask of them, and that includes public support here at home.
First family and guests had one of the best possible viewing spots for the fireworks over the Washington Monument. Parts of the East Coast are in the grip of a heat wave this week, with triple-digit temperatures expected in a number of cities, including the nation's capital. As Doug Doyle reports, the National Weather Service has already issued an excessive heat watch in New Jersey.
The worst time is expected to be between tomorrow and Wednesday afternoon, when temps could reach 100 degrees. The mercury actually hit 101 in Newark yesterday. The National Weather Service has already issued an excessive heat watch for both days. New Jersey's Department of Environmental Protection has issued an air quality health advisory through Sunday. New York's Health Department and Emergency Management Office will open cooling centers in office buildings this week. For NPR News, I'm Doug Doyle in Newark.
The unsettled weather and choppy seas that have been hampering efforts to clean up the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico are expected to last well into the week, and forecasters say conditions may get worse before they get better. Many of the vessels working to keep oil from coming ashore have been forced to stay in port, but beach cleanup crews are still at work, hundreds of people removing tar balls and gobs of oil from 7 miles of beach in Grand Isle, Louisiana, over the weekend. This is NPR News from Washington. Israel is dropping its long-standing ban on consumer goods from entering the Gaza Strip. The move comes on the eve of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's meetings in Washington with President Obama. Mr. Obama has called for a significant easing of Israel's embargo of Gaza. But tight limits on construction materials are being left in place because Israel is worried those items could be diverted for military use by Gaza's Hamas rulers. Toyota has begun recalling tens of thousands of its luxury vehicles in Japan. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports the cars have defective engine valve springs that can cause vehicles to suddenly stall while in motion.
The recalls began in Japan today with more than 90,000 cars believed to have defective engine valve springs. The recall covers 8 different Lexus and Crown brand models produced between July 2005 and August of 2008. About 138,000 of the faulty vehicles were sold in the U.S., with smaller numbers in Europe, the Middle East, China, and other markets. Toyota says the recalls in the U.S. and other areas will begin shortly. Toyota emphasizes that despite more than 200 consumer complaints about unusual engine noises and stalling, the defective engine valves are not known to have caused any accidents or injuries. Toyota's shares on the Tokyo Exchange were not affected. They ended the day up 0.5 percentage point. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
A court in Beijing has sentenced a naturalized American citizen to 8 years in prison. Authorities in China claiming that his purchase of a database about the country's oil industry violated government secrecy laws. The U.S. ambassador to China had appealed for leniency for Xue Feng, and President Obama had raised the matter with his Chinese counterpart last fall. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.